Shalom, 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 brethren. This is the day that Yah has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, this is our season of exceeding joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is Monday, the 20th of September, 2021. And it is the 14th day of the Hebrew month called Tishri. Hallelujah. So we have just come out of the days of awe and wonder. There are also the days of judgment. There are days to go on your knees and plead with Yah to have mercy on you for all the sins you have committed, as well as your forefathers have committed. Because these sins affect us unknowingly. Remember, he says in Exodus chapter 34, he talks about, you know, visiting the sins upon, you know, unto the fourth generation. So it is important to categorically repent of all our sins. We speak out them one by one. We speak them out one by one. And we ask Yah for mercy, and we call upon we Messianic Jews, we call upon the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach to atone for our sins, because he is the scapegoat and the great high priest on Yom Kippur, which is Judgment Day, the Day of Atonement, the Day of the Lord, the fast of fasts, the Sabbath of Sabbaths, the holiest day of the year, the face-to-face day of the year. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Before Yahushua's atonement, we were to wear sackcloth and mourn. But now that we know that Yahushua, the only one and true Messiah, who is also known as Jesus Christ, and some other people call him by various names, but his original name is Yahushua HaMashiach, since we now know that he has been to earth, he is the only true Savior, he has died for our sins, we know that he has atoned for us. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, we are commanded to observe the day accordingly, because it is a day on which anything can happen. Any form of judgment can be passed against you. During this season, Satan accused Job, and Job started suffering for 7 years. And the same thing happened for someone else I have forgotten. It was the day of the binding of Isaac. That's the day Abraham went to Mount Moriah. Wait, he was already on Mount Moriah by that time, because it was a 3-day journey from Beersheba. Hallelujah. It's the day on which Jonah had pronounced the message, and the people of Nineveh were fasting and mourning and asking Yah to have mercy on them. So we are still within the 40-day period of the mourning and the fasting and repenting of the Ninevites. In that time, they had to do it for 40 days. That's what Yah decreed. Though, unfortunately, it ended up covering the season of exceeding joy. But there's no way their sacrifice of, you know, joy could be accepted with the spiritual condition of their nation at the time. So there's layers and layers of biblical history upon this day. Even it's the day of Zechariah. Zechariah is the other person who was accused before Yah. Satan was accusing him, but Yah shut Satan up and gave Zechariah a new garment, took off the filthy rags, gave him a new garment, new glory. And that's when they introduced that Yahushua HaMashiach would come and be the atoning sacrifice for us. Hallelujah. On this day, John the Revelator had several visions of the end times, beginning in Revelation chapter 1. And we see that in Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5, the gates of heaven open and they close. The Lamb, the very several books are brought out, including the Lamb's Book of Life, and they are reviewed. So there's various history on the Day of Atonement, which we hope to share later, even though the day has passed. But it's good to acquaint yourself with Yah's word, because he wants people in heaven who know his word in and out. Hallelujah. So Also, the Day of Atonement is mentioned in the book of Acts chapter 27, verse 9. It's called the fast. So they were sailing and they were struggling because, you know, usually from this time, around this time in Israel and also around the world, it's getting colder and windier and more difficult to travel on the sea. So after Yom Kippur has now passed, the Day of Atonement has passed, and we are now in the season of greatly exceeding joy as seen in Psalm 30. Hallelujah. Let me just quickly read Psalm 30. Hold on. Let me get my Bible. It's Psalm 30, and there's two verses, verse 11 and 12, I think. Let me check. Okay, yes, verse 11 and 12 says, "You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have removed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my heart may sing praise to you and not be silent. Yahweh, O Yahweh, my God, I will give thanks to you forever." Amen in Yahushua's name. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have removed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my heart may sing praise to you and not be silent. Yahweh, or Yahweh, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So this psalm is very prophetic because it relates to the season that we are in. So this is the season where Yahweh turns our mourning into dancing. And in fact, there's a song that goes with it. Hallelujah. It's just, I'll just sing the chorus. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have turned my sorrow into joy. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have turned my sorrow into joy. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have turned my sorrow into joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah in Yahushua's name. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for this season, for your mercies that are new every morning. We thank you for you are gracious to us, O Abba Yahweh. Even when we don't deserve it, Lord, we give you praise, we exalt your holy name. Father, we bow before you, Liba Sakayanda. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, for you are glorious, you are glorious and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You are the Aleph and the Tav, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Maribo sika yanda rabo shika rabosa. Father, we give you praise for the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, which atones for our sins. Father, we do not take you for granted. We do not take the blood of Yahushua for granted. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Libasaka yende reboko rabababababa. Oh, Father, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Praise be to your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name. Oh, Father, we pray for your mercy in any way we have sinned against you. Lord, have mercy. Wash us with the precious blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. We sanctify this environment with the blood of Yahushua. And we invite you to saturate us with your presence, O Abba Yahweh. Your Shekinah glory, Maribo Koraba Shikeyanda. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, for this is our season of greatly exceeding joy. This is the season in which Yahushua HaMashiach was born and circumcised. Maribo Sikayanda, Father, we give you praise, for this is the season in which we celebrate the great harvest. Marabo Sikayanda, we celebrate that you are Emmanuel. Well, God with us, hallelujah. You never forsake us nor leave us. Mariba sakayende. Oh, Father, we give you praise, for this is the time that you grace us with your presence in a special way. Maraboso korabashanda rababosa. For during the season of Passover, Yahushua graced us with his presence on earth. During the season of Pentecost, mostly it was the Holy Spirit who graced us with our presence, though you joined her, Abba Yahweh. But during this festival of Tabernacles, you grace us with your presence, Abba Yahweh, in a unique manner. Oh, Abba Yahweh, we desire to see you this season. We desire to commune with you. We desire to fellowship with you. We desire to see you. We desire to feel your touch. We desire to feel your embrace, oh Father. We desire that you heal us of every wound, every pain we have in our lives. Abba Yahweh, as we honor your festivals, as we know we honor your appointed times, we ask that you visit us in a special way, Lord, and you enable us to see you and to acknowledge that you are here. Oh Lord, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, Father. We welcome you, Lord. We purify ourselves before you. We sanctify ourselves. We sanctify our homes. Malibo Sikayanda, Father, we invite your holy presence to dwell within our midst in the mighty name of Yahushua in a special way and transform our lives, O Lord. Give us miracles that we'll never forget this season in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. But bless are you, Abba Yahweh. In Yahushua's name we have prayed all this. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll do another audio. I'll stop here for now. Shalom.